Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I know this was nerdy and corny and lame and all the things.
I'm glad you know it just is.
It just is. He's smiling for the camera.
Great team win. We're on to Kansas City, baby.
And yet, all of a sudden, some lyrics start up. And I'm like, what? Many men wish death upon me.
I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. Keep going.
Many men. Put a hole in a brother.
That song is full of F-bombs.
That's pretty hardcore, and it gets harder core.
Can you dig it one time?
You're listening to Many Men getting his mind right.
Lord, I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
Build a forecast for Sunday is temperatures in the single digits.
Oh, boy.
Do you mind playing in severe cold?
Love to plan a championship game. Schedule whatever you want. We'll be there.
They're going
to
go to the Super Bowl.
Right now.
Kansas City is cold.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Teddy gave us his rundown on what he thinks is going to happen. And when I asked him how confident he was, there was that pause. There was that Bill Belichick, you know, pause, like a little grunting. And then he finally threw the answer out there. I still haven't heard enough good evidence on how the Patriots win this game.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I know how they have to do it.
They had the same keys.
Yeah, I know. I understand how they have to do it. But they've done none of this on the road this year. So everybody's expecting them.
When I said this offense, this running game will travel, this entire philosophy, this game plan, this new philosophy that the Patriots have will travel.
Why hasn't it traveled so far? We're 19
but
weeks,
I would,
in,
I would
weeks
say,
into the season.
I would say that
hasn't traveled yet.
Do you think teams change like over the course of a year?
Yes.
You know, they evolve.
Yep.
Some teams get worse. Some teams get better. Some teams go up and down. And sometimes it's a timing thing for them.
Right.
For them, I think they evolved into what Teddy said and what I said weeks ago. This, that 03, 04, we can pretty much do whatever we want to, but we prefer to just kind of kick your butt.
Yeah, I would have felt much better if I saw it on the road somewhere, even if it wasn't a loud place. And it's going to be on the road. It's going to be in a loud building in which the communication is going to be very difficult. So that I don't know if they can do.
You know,
I haven't seen any of that
difference,
guys, on the road.
Here's the one thing that kind of, when I think of the, okay, if you want to compare to those older teams, the 03s, 04s, like there were significant, I would say, like just like receivers, you had more, I think, feel like you had more weapons, right? You had more trustworthy weapons. And it's close because you sit there because, you know, you had David Givens, you had Branch, you had Troy Brown, just those three guys right there, just those three guys alone. And you had Kevin Falk and you have Corey Dillon. And the tight end position was not nearly as productive as Gronk is.
You're not trying to compare this team to 03, 04.
No, no, I'm not even
Please
close.
Don't. Okay,
no, I'm not.
You.
But you tell Devin McCourty that I think he'd be a little irritated with you.
That's okay.
I think they have an issue with their status in the long line of great teams that the Patriots have put out there. I think they have some issues with it.
Good. And you know what? It's a smart thing to use it to your advantage to motivate everybody in that locker room, get everybody focused by sitting there saying nobody thinks we can do it. I get that. I love that. But we've spent the entire season watching a team that's 3-5 in the road. You never see that with a New England Patriot team unless the Patriot team doesn't go far in the postseason.
Here's your problem.
Let me finish this. And then we're expecting that we looked at this team all year long and said, this is not one of the really good Patriots teams we've seen. And suddenly now, because they win a playoff game at home, we're suddenly going to anoint them, the 03, 04 Patriots. They're ready to do it now.
Well, that's just an example. You're so stuck. So I asked you if the Patriots had evolved, and you said yes. So why are you still holding those three losses over their head like that's the same team? If that team played the Detroit Lions, the Jacksonville Jaguars, or the Tennessee freaking Titans, or the Miami Dolphins, or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Line up, you got a 5-game season. They'd be undefeated. Start right now, you'd be undefeated on the road. Take every one of those games, play them in the same position, same stadium, they would be undefeated.
Quirks.
You think? Do you agree?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I mean, you think that, I don't
no,
know.
That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
It does make sense.
Because they haven't played well all year long on the road.
You just agreed that they're evolved. They're not the same team.
No, I said
you're
the
holding
last,
them
in the last 3 weeks at home.
That happened in September against them.
Christian, 3 weeks at home against Buffalo, in which you knew what you were going to do. You were going to run the football against them because they're good against the pass. They can't.
You're holding two losses in the month of September against this team.
Christian, yeah, they played great. They lost on the road. They played great against Minnesota. Lou declared them that they were the team in the AFC.
Yeah.
And then what happened? They crapped their pants in Pittsburgh and
Miami.
I'll
tell you what happened. Brady got hurt. Okay. He hurt his knee again. I mean, when you're 16 for 20, you throw for three touchdowns, and it's one of the best first halves you've seen Tom Brady probably all year long against Miami. When you see him go to the ground and blame the brace pulled, No, he tweaked his knee again. And that's why you're sitting there and you saw Brady go 2 for 6 at the end of that first half, take a sack with no timeouts. Why? Because he's thinking he's in protection mode. Hey, I got to protect this knee. I got to go down. Then he went down to protect his knee and he realized, oh, my God, what did I just do? I knew there was no timeouts. What did I just do? But you know what was in his mind? Protect your knee. Then he goes to Pittsburgh and it's the same thing. So the second half of Miami, you score 6 points. You go to Pittsburgh, you score 10. If Tom Brady was healthy, you pulled that game out in the second half against Miami. That last second doesn't even matter.
Right.
You go to Pittsburgh and you put up more than 10 points.
Right.
And then in Buffalo, you don't look good again throwing the football. That's 3 weeks in a row. You don't look like Tom. So everybody's questioning this team, but really what they're doing is they're questioning Tom.
Okay.
Because they look at a guy that's not healthy and they think it's old and they think he's done, but he was banged up and hurt.
Okay.
3 full weeks later and a sprained MCL, it's feeling better.
Okay.
Tom Brady's back.
I'm going to give it to you. Let's take that. Let's accept that. Let's accept that as fact. For you. We spent the whole season sitting here being critical, and you were as well, Lou. They can't stop the run on the road. So you're talking about Pittsburgh, you're talking about Miami. I understand. If Brady's hurt, then Brady can't do Brady things. How is that the Jalen Samuels, a third-string running back, puts 142 on him? How about Miami with Gore and Brandon Bolden? Brandon Bolden, he used to be your teammate. He put 189 up on the board, okay? We're forgetting about the other aspects of this team. This team is not the same on the road. And we're suddenly expecting the team that showed up at home in the last three games, including last week against the Chargers, to suddenly show up at Arrowhead Stadium.
Again,
good luck.
You're focusing on... Okay, so
I'm focusing on this team on the road. They're a different team.
Are they different overall? You're saying they're a different team on the road. Okay, are they different... September 16th game?
I just gave you Pittsburgh and Miami. Okay, I just gave you their defense.
We all agreed that we're throwing Miami out, right? Throwing it out.
Which ones do you want to leave
in?
Which ones do you want to leave in?
Let's
leave the Jets game in. We'll leave the Buffalo game in.
I'm not even saying that.
Ooh, hey, about Chicago on the road. They won that game. They almost lost that game, by the way. But they won that game. I'll give you that one. Come on. Are they different, yes or no?
Think about it. Think how much time has gone by. Sony Michel was just coming back, injured, all these different issues. Edelman's not there. Defense. Look at all the guys that were playing and active that aren't active, that aren't even on the team anymore.
Kirsten.
They're different. So you're holding this analogy and using this philosophy that, you know what, they can't win on the road. That team from September 16th and September 23rd.
Look at this. He cut out the schedule.
What do you mean? I didn't cut it out. I printed it out.
And he highlighted.
He did a good job with it.
Yeah.
I like the color.
I told you who was going to win and who was going to lose.
Here's the other problem.
They're a different team.
Here's the other problem.
So your analysis sucks.
I love the history and I love the what the Patriots have done, but it usually is because they're so freaking good during the regular season. They get to play all of these games at home in Gillette Stadium. And I, because I'm older, I have a history and a remembrance of what happened when you go to Kansas City, when you go to Denver. Ah, look at your eyes shifting right now.
Shut up.
Oh, you feel it.
Oh,
you're feeling the pain yourself
now.
You remember those days? Oh, the stands,
in
people go crazy.
It
wasn't 57. That was in the 2000s.
Yeah,
stop it.
There you go.
But I have a fear of that once again.
You switched the stadium.
Because even Brady hasn't fared well in these situations.
So they hate AFC West stadiums is what you're saying.
Mm. Not good out there. Not good in these places. I mean, I think
TB12.
That's a big part of it. TB12 is changing.
No, but really, all the criticism.
Carrero, no.
All the criticism. I saw Tommy Curran going at it on Twitter with like Burt Breer, and he is right.
What are they going at?
But the people talk about this fake criticism that Tom Brady has created. That has not been a topic all year long?
Oh, absolutely.
That this Patriots team is not the same Patriots team? We've talked about it. This is a good football team, but it's not a good Patriot football team. There's a difference.
And that's my
problem.
And
Tom Brady is not right. He doesn't deserve to be on the Pro Bowl. You know, all the talk, he doesn't look right. Look at him. He's bailing out on throws. He's missing guys. People have been ripping him all year.
No
telling him that he's done. So now to sit back, because Tom Brady threw out the word sucked. Has anybody used the word sucked?
No.
Tom Brady is garbage.
Have they doubted Tom Brady?
Yes.
And have they doubted him because they don't know he's been dealing with an injury? Yes.
What's worse, when somebody tells you you suck or when they tell you you're garbage?
Or blows.
What if you suck?
blows and you sucks, right? Come on. Part of all of this stuff last week was legitimate. Matter of fact, I think Julian Edelman is pushing it right now, trying to think that the media and the national narrative is doing the same thing this week. They're not. Because most of them saw last week what Brady and this team was able to do at Gillette. And they're scared to death to go against them right now because they might look like total fools on Sunday. All right? I'm just telling you that all of that stuff you just talked about, that we talked about all season long, Lou, I haven't forgotten any of it. And we've seen a Buffalo game, a Jets game in which the Jets were already down in the Bahamas. And then we saw a game last week in which they were phenomenal, but at home. I need to see that on the road against a really good team before I'm convinced. So I'm not convinced right now. Back to the phone calls. Here's Jess in Somerset.
I just wanted to call and wish Mr. Ordway a happy birthday.
Thank you, Jess.
Obviously, I'm a huge Chiefs fan. I had to kind of go away for a little while after some issues happened this season. But if anybody asks me how I'm feeling, I am super confident. So, you know, no delay in that. I feel like it's going to be an amazing game. And I am not afraid of going through New England to win it. I think it's the right thing. It had to happen. We had to go through the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl.
If you came through New England and you had to play in New England, I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying right now. I think you'd lose that game.
Well, I mean, meaning playing the team. I mean, obviously I'm thrilled at the location.
Right.
I'm worried about the weather, like I think everybody is. But I think, you know, for me personally, being a Chiefs fan in New England, you need to be able to beat New England to move on to the next step.
Okay.
So
pass the torch.
I'm looking forward to it. As a Chiefs fan, if I could say my biggest apprehension about this game is, you know, we don't have a great defense. With that being said, we've had some really great plays the past couple games with our D. I mean, Chris Jones has like an insatiable appetite for sacks. D Ford's made some great plays. Houston's finally like back in his like rhythm. So if those things hadn't happened over the past couple of games, I probably would have been even more worried. But, like, they've really stepped it up.
And they played Oakland 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they played the Jets.
And then New England played the Jets. So they knock each other out. And then I would say, yeah, you played well against the Colts.
You both mopped up bad football teams week 17 at home, right? You both did what you should have done to two teams to quit. And you both had impressive wins at home the first round. Yeah. Your first rounds. Right. Yeah, very similar.
Yeah. Insatiable? Was it satiable?
Mm-hmm.
Insatiable? Something like that. All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, let's whip through these phone calls here. A lot of people want to talk about the game. Here's Joe. Hi, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Gentlemen.
Joe, you're up.
Hey,
go ahead, buddy.
So you guys talk a lot about the quarterback, but the most important quarterback you haven't mentioned is Dante Hightower. If you notice, when he plays, they win the Super Bowl. When he doesn't play, they don't win the Super Bowl. He quarterbacks that defense and makes the key plays. And Andy Reid's going to try to double-team Gronk. He'll set Gronk out wide, then he'll shift him into a blocking position. What does he do then? And then all of a sudden he comes out and runs a pass pattern. He's going to be awful hard for Andy Reid to figure out. Coaching matchup drastically goes to the Patriots.
And you could see it on the All-22.
I would just, you know.
Game pass by the NFL is the worst thing ever.
I will give him this. Hightower was really good last week.
Yes, Hightower was outstanding.
Yeah.
But I feel like these conversations that he just had about Gronk, I just don't feel like we can have those same ones.
We're going to have the same conversation.
Like the matchup problems, like, you line him up and you bring him in, he pounds the run, rush blocker, and then, you know, then you could just send him out on the route and he's difficult to cover. It's a nightmare. I just don't feel like that matchup is a nightmare. anymore.
I think you need him in the same respect.
Catching,
you need him
the football.
In the, right. That you need him in the Chargers game. I think his role is going to be very similar. You had him for what, 5-6 catches last week, right? Or 5-6
targets. I actually have like 680 yards. Yeah.
So. You tell me. Do you, I feel, right.
I would take about 355.
I would say.
A couple big passes.
Three.
Well, that's what he had
most.
Last time they played. He had four with like, but it were two huge catches.
Three and like 89, I thought
there
it was.
There were two huge catches, and they came, the biggest one came, it was the last play of the game, really, before the kick the field goal.
I just don't. I think they have a role for him right now that is very important.
I don't know why they can't get him the ball.
But he's the only guy that can occupy that role right now because they're releasing it so quickly and they're keeping him in the block.
Well, true, but that's part of it. And he may be out even more because even in obvious passing situations, it's going to be chip release.
Christian,
gotta be.
Christian, think about it. He's taking out two guys because you've got to bring over somebody who's going to cover him, right? And so then suddenly he gives a little look like he's going out. Next thing you know, he's cutting in and taking out a linebacker, and you're taking up two people. He occupies an important role. I thought he was great last week.
He was,
great.
But you know, just like the way he's talking about him, though, in that pass catching threat. He's 3-97. Had a big catch late in that Kansas City game
last time
they played.
Okay.
One catch, 25 yards against the Chargers. Two catches, 24 yards against the Jets. Didn't have a catch against Buffalo. Two catches, 21 yards against Pittsburgh. That's his last four games. Like, and we know we had that one. I don't know if it was a blip in the radar or a fluke. I don't know what. You know, the Miami game was 8-107. But even before that, 3-26. Like, I just 3-43. Man, what are you going to get from him? 2-30? Two catches, 30 yards? Three catches, 48 yards?
Lou, I still think he is important to what they're doing, especially if we're all right about how they're going to approach this game offensively. I think he is ultra important in this game.
He's a blocking tight end, which he's great at.
Okay, and he can catch it every once in a while. Here's Chuck in a car. Hey, Chuck.
Okay, hey, Glenn. So I'm going to ask you a question, and your answer is going to be why you're going to change your mind, change your pick.
Okay.
Okay? So let's go back to the year that the last time the Jets were competitive, right? I think Sanchez may have been the quarterback.
Right.
If you recall, during the regular season, we played them in New York, and we lost a close game. And everybody was worried about the Jets that year. Then they came to New England, and we blew them out. I think it was like 45-10 or something.
It was in December. First week of December, I think second week of December. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So now, guess what? We meet them in the first round divisional playoff. Where did we play them, Glenn?
Gillette, right?
Gillette, right.
Yeah.
And for that game, do you by any chance remember who you picked in that game?
Probably New England, I would guess.
Probably New England. And what happened?
What are we doing? He was wrong. Who wasn't wrong about that game? Who picked the Jets to come in here and beat them after they beat them 48-3 a couple weeks earlier?
What are we getting at?
What's
here?
The point?
You're making my point. I felt comfortable with them.
Everybody picked the Patriots, and the Jets came in and won that game.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
So
you're going to go back to a game from years ago in which a lot of people pick one game and say that this is going to happen opposite?
Why did the Jets win that game?
Because they were better that day?
Yeah, that day. Why did they win? When they went just the same way, like everybody was picking the Patriots. It's a road game. It's a playoffs. They're the underdog. They won the game because they had the.
Hey, Chuck, I hate to tell you, the Patriots don't lose these games at all.
I'm in New York City. My name's Chuck.
You're picking up a rare. I like our Chuck better than this Chuck. You're picking up a rare game.
Yes, like
in which
six
the Patriots
questions. Did he
lost
have a
it
point?
All. No, there was no point. Not that
so they're going to win in Kansas City because what the Jets did back in 2000 and whatever it was, 10, 9?
It's been a long time ago. Here's Tim in Attleboro. Hi, Tim.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Timster, what's up?
What's up?
I'm going to do a lot of running this weekend, and I'm going to need Lou and Christian to help me out a little while. Happy birthday, big old.
Thank you, Tim. You got it, buddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez. Good God. Oh, my God. Oh, that's loud.
Ooh. What seems to be the officer problem?
Oh, very nice, Tim. Very nice, Tim. Need Mutt right now on the horn.
What instrument was that?
Yeah.
Hey, what was that?
Was that an accordion?
Was that oboe?
That was a harmonica. Listen, I got one thing.
Alto sax?
The Chiefs fan. I mean, this is kind of a. This goes out to the Chiefs fan. It's kind of iffy, but it's real short. You ready?
Go.
Oh, that was great.
appreciate that.
It's like our own band.
I like our Pussycats better. Here's Rick and Dedham. What's up, Rick?
Hey, I guess I can probably follow that one, no problem.
What instrument do you play, Rick?
Okay.
He's got bottles. He's got bottles falling in the back.
Yeah. You heard that.
Oh, he's got, like, wine glasses.
Okay, so, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy. Very good.
When did this show turn?
I don't know.
Did we call people to call and say happy birthday to Glenn?
We usually do, but we don't.
See, I told you, when you're as old as me, you forget about your birthday.
Nobody even knows how old you are.
75.
Tell us, we're going to cut you.
Who said I was 78?
Not good for a guy.
Younger or older than Romeo Crennel? How about that?
How old's Romeo?
Romeo is 71.
Romeo is older than I am.
I didn't want you to answer it.
Older.
No, you don't answer.
Joe is in Pepperell. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Joe. No singing, no instruments. Thank you.
No singing or instruments. Well, I just wanted to give my 2 cents as far as why I think the Patriots will win this weekend. But I still have a question about that field.
Okay.
Last time I was watching the game, they were saying there's a heating system that keeps it warm.
Yes.
Well, what does that do to the field? Just the field? It doesn't give off heat?
No, they bring it up to 30 degrees, I think, or something like that, right around freezing, so that it just won't be that hard. So
That's what I wanted to know. Will it be that hard?
Christian, you've been on fields before, grass, yes, that have been really hard, yeah, right? Like cement when they're frozen.
Yeah, no, I would say if you're looking at what people are tweeting out, it's like redoing the entire field. The end zones are being replaced
with
new sod.
That's a mistake.
I mean, the end zone.
You can't do that in the winter.
Well, I mean, is it going to settle? What are they going to glue it?
Kansas City is
cold. What are they
going to do? It's cold in Kansas City.
Well, anyways, I think that the difference maker is Garnickian, right? That's the offensive line coach?
Hmm? Yes, he is.
That guy needs all the praise ever, man. I think the offensive line was just not just dominant in this game, but for the last two games and, you know, seeing Gronk in there blocking, yes, he's a blocking tight end. But I think the difference maker is going to be giving Tom Brady time back there to do his thing because of that offensive line. That's where I see the difference, because the running game has changed and Tom Brady has had a clean
pocket
for
the heartbeat. Yeah. Christian's.
One heartbeat.
Most important player of the game, the entire offensive line.
I was kind of
hurt
thing.
Because Teddy went with your guy, the offensive line, and your guy, Michelle, but he left out Devin McCourty.
You know what he did, though? He said Sony Michelle, but he realized...
I think Devin McCourty was a good choice, though.
He could not say Sony Michelle without including the offensive line. Like, the offensive line comes first. You give me any decent back with a good offensive line, and that back's going to do well. I don't care what it is.
Whether he's a first-round back or a fifth-round back. It doesn't matter.
It does not matter. If the holes are there, they should be able to run through them.
It's not important, Lou. It's not important. It's overrated.
It is overrated.
But if I asked you, would you rather have Todd Gurley or Sony Michel, who would you pick?
Todd Gurley.
He's a better back.
Catches the ball out of the backfield.
Sony
had a catch last week.
Who?
So
it was a nice catch.
He had a catch
early on
last
that
week.
Game.
Something he has to
tendency
do a little bit more of.
Nice catch.
But McCourty is the quickest. We already determined that. On the defense, somebody's got to stay with him.
I'm
not sure one guy can do it.
No. I'm not saying one guy is going to do it. You know, somebody out front and somebody over the top, and then. But when the play breaks down, that's when he decides to just, you know, spin to the left and take off the other direction.
But the play breaks down on every play.
I know, but Devin McCourty cannot lose him. He has to just. Everybody else, do your thing. You cannot lose this guy. I mean, if they lose him and behind everybody else, it's who's going to be the guy that's going to get burnt? It's going to be Devin McCourty.
So
I think he's the most important one. You got to take somehow, and I don't know, because they always take out the number one threat, right? We agree, Bill Belichick?
Yes. Okay.
I think that's Tyreek Hill. The difference is it's not a normal wide receiver that can go, you know, double team and the ball's up in the air and not give space. It's because how do you defend speed that this guy has?
So
the elite speed that this guy has, when a play breaks down, he just takes off the other way.
So here's the problem I have, is that the most important guy that you need to take away is Patrick Mahomes.
No, I think if you take away Hill, you take away Mahomes, part of Mahomes.
Not necessarily.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily. So to me, the biggest problem you have with Mahomes is you can talk all you want about set plays, and my guess is the Patriots are only going to rush four. in this game. Why? You want to have more guys in coverage because you're going to have to catch all these guys. Because Mahomes' biggest asset is that he extends plays on the run. And when he does, it allows his receivers, even though the defensive secondary is doing a great job, it allows his receivers to get separation. That's where he's dangerous. He throws that underhand, sidearm, cross the field. Mahomes is the guy you got to stop. So even if you do a great job on Hill.
I mean, how do you stop Patrick Mahomes? He stays in the pocket. He can still throw the ball. He gets outside the pocket. He's dangerous. One way to do it is to take away that one threat that can burn you. But that's Tyreek Hill.
But I think there are more guys that can burn you in that. Yeah. You got to take away a lot of those guys. Because I think if you're doing a great job with Hill, eventually he's going to get to Hill. Hill's going to have his day. He's going to get to Hill eventually because he's so quick. But he'll start throwing to other guys. Then you're going to have to make adjustments. I think Mahomes is the biggest problem that you have to stop.
Okay. So
you agree with that or disagree?
Well, who wouldn't?
I mean, I'll go Hill. No, I'll go Hill.
Yes, Hill.
Yeah, see, I think Hill's Mahomes in this case is, to me, it's all about the extending the plays. I think if you
can't. Just for example, you're talking about the Chiefs, they got to stop Brady. I mean, obviously, right? So you take away Julian Edelman. Does that take away Brady? I would say, yeah. I'd say if I take away Julian Edelman, I just rip the heart out of Tom Brady.
I'm Captain Obvious.
So Tyreek Hill, to me, is that version of it. It's the big play version. It's you saw what he's done against this team. He's shredded this team. Shredded them.
But how do you take him away when the quarterback is extending the play and he's done with the pass route? He's going in circles. He's coming back on the ball. He's the play,
you
the way
the one,
it was designed, is gone. 1-3-1.
The diamond.
Good.
Surround him.
Too deep zone.
Go away.
We got one more segment to go here.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Final segment tonight being sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepting donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. I bet we'll probably talk some Celtics tomorrow. They got a big game tonight at home against Toronto.
Baines is back.
If they have balls, and I think they might win this game tonight. I don't think it necessarily means they're back, you know, and everything is hunky-dory once again. But don't you have to go out there and show something against the Toronto? Did you guys see what Golden State did last night? They went into Denver. Denver was the first place team. They scored a NBA record 51 points in the first quarter and blew them off the floor by like 31 points. That's a lot, wow. 51. So, I mean, don't you have to do something like that? Now, you don't like them tonight, do you?
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, it's just I'm curious to see how they react from what's been going on the last couple of games. What happened that last game with Kyrie talking pregame and Jalen kind of and Tatum talking afterwards? No, I'm curious to see how they go. I'm afraid they could get blown out.
Nothing's changed. They will lose. We'll start the show with this tomorrow.
Okay.
Someone will get in a fight.
Is that your prediction?
Yes.
Somebody will get in a fight?
Yeah, someone's going to get in a fight.
Oh, even better. Save that tape. Oh, yeah. We love the Inside the NFL. Last night it was good again. Steve Smith, I kind of like him. Your buddy, Steve Smith, I like him. And Ray Lewis. Even Ray Lewis, who, you know, we couldn't stand. He's pretty good in this show, isn't he, with Boomer and Phil Simms?
My top five is top five. Okay.
Okay. So they mic'd up Joey Bosa from last week's game, and Joey Bosa is putting pressure on Tom Brady, only to finally get to Tom after Tom had already unloaded the ball. And then Bosa went to the sideline to talk to his teammates about what happened with Tom Brady, all mic'd up. This was great.
Stop throwing the Bosa pass, Tom.
Tom hit me on the butt after the play, Brady. I'm like, stop throwing the ball so fast. He said, if you stop getting here so fast, I won't have to throw it fast. He really is ridiculous.
Like his ability?
Just, I mean, how quick he could get rid of the ball when he sees. Impressive.
If we were aware of this Hero little tape, worship. If we Jeez. Were aware of this little tape, when it was happening in the game, I would have told you, wow. Patriots by 50.
Oh, sounds like 50. Sounds like you wanted to be his friend.
Yes.
Can I get an autograph?
Yeah, during the game, can you sign this?
You sound like a little kid.
That was
and the,
bad.
And the really facial expression, the eyes lit up. Oh, my God. I just met Tom Brady.
He talked to me.
He slapped me on the butt. He touched me.
Who did? The guy's like, Tom, Tom Brady.
I asked if I could have his towel.
Yeah, Tom Brady did. I talked to Tom. Tom said, Tom, talk to me.
Yeah, you're not going to get that in Kansas City.
Hit me on the butt after the play, Brady.
Yeah, he's like, Brady did.
You're awesome.
He touched my butt.
Yeah, you throw the ball so fast. Yeah, I don't know. You're not going to get that. All right, so your birthday today, you're somewhere between 70 and 58.
Yeah.
You got a balloon. You got a free lunch.
Thank you.
You got a cake.
Thank you for the lunch. Thank you for the cake.
Yeah, both of you guys. I didn't do any of it. Kim did all of it. Thank your wife and thank my wife.
Your wife did everything?
Oh, I didn't buy this. She said, bring this to Glenn. It's his birthday. I said, whose birthday? What? I got it. What?
See, I was getting a little soft spot.
No, so we put a little something together for you. You know, nothing crazy, but I think you'll enjoy it.
This is the Big Show. Big Show. The Big Show with the Big O. Big O.
Did you do anything differently a month ago than?
You're asking me that. I mean, do you believe that?
I'm just telling you what callers have called.
I'm asking you who.
Come on now, holler back.
I don't know. I just think you're an asshole.
No, thank you very much, Jen. How many times do people call me fat?
First of all, Glenn, you're a piece of ass.
Glenn, our world is one sexy mother.
I was sweating. You're hot.
Getting ready for sexy time today.
It's the Big O himself, Glenn Ordway.
This is a first. Johnny has lit his pants up on fire.
Johnny most.
Our final score from the Garden. The Celtics 123. The Milwaukee Bucks 104.
I'm Glenn Ordway. I'll push Johnny most downstairs.
People are talking about me, honey. I got to respond.
We'll get to the bullpen. This fight's unbelievable.
I paid the extra money. My TV is actually 5K.
Evaldi's going to live at 94.
You can see frogs going from lily pad to lily pad. And then a wolf attack.
It's going to be really good.
With a blue check mark. Load them up.
Have you checked out?
Glenn.
The Big Show.
Glenn.
The Big O.
Glenny.
Get off my lawn, bitches.
Ooh, look at you. Yeah, big birthday tough guy.
By the,
good.
By the way, did I recognize that?
Boy.
Was that Giselle who said I was one sexy mother?
No. Who was that?
Who was that? Jen Royal.
Jen Royal was before that.
Inez Saints.
No. Yeah, that was the, what was the name?
Inez Saints, the
yeah, I just wanted you to say it. I knew I was going to screw it up. I wasn't going to try.
That's all I
know. Yeah, that was at the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Well, thank you for the birthday wishes and everything else. I found out today Fred Tucker has the same birthday as I do.
My nephew has the same birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Fred's a few years older, but, you know.
Yeah, nobody's counting, though.
No,
so that's good. So happy birthday. Hope you get
something. Thank you, boys. Thank you.
Put the kids to bed early. Get a Bow Wow time.
We'll do a lot more.
Is that what you asked for your birthday? Is that what you asked for? Hey, once a year ain't bad. Hey, bring that balloon.
Danger sex.
I love it.
We'll have it play.
Meow, meow.
We have we have a game to talk about tomorrow again.
Yes.
We'll do it 2 p.m. Be there. We're out of here, Ryan.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.